song really takes a long time to build, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. But, hey, everybody.
How's it going, folks? Been a while.
Yeah, I think we're on our maybe tri-monthly spurt of podcasts now. It should be the first of a couple, then we'll go silent again for another 2 months. But as always, I am one of your hosts, Ben Leba.
Now I'm the other host, Dan.
Dan, the fantasy Winston Churchill Goggin.
I like that nickname. Let's keep going with it.
All right. So,
fantasy WC.
We could send it back to post, though. It doesn't make any sense. So,
The interns come up with the names, maybe. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, they haven't been pulling their way lately.
They need something to do.
So this is sadly only episode 3, but hey, cool, 3 episodes of the board meeting series. As all of you should know by now, we have an offshoot fantasy football Twitter you should follow. We're not at the Broad Street Beat. We are at BSB Fantasy Board.
That's correct.
So log in there, follow us. If you ever have any questions, everybody gets a response. You got any lineup questions, day before the game start,
by all means. I just want to say one thing. Someone asked who is your start. It was between Larry Fitzgerald and someone else for week 2. I've said Larry Fitzgerald, and he had the monster game, so our advice does work.
Do you remember who the other person was?
I think it was like Pierre Garçon, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't be a question. Yeah. The Cardinals offense is a juggernaut now.
And Fitzgerald's found his form again. It's great to watch.
But, yeah, we're going to try to not make this podcast as long as usual. We're just going to kind of go through some game previews here. The waivers have pretty much cleared, so we're not going to do too much waiver wire stuff. You get anybody good on the waivers today, WC?
I was able to pick up Ty Montgomery today in one of my leagues. I think you're in the same one.
Yeah, I drafted him in that league. Dropped him for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a little more potential now for Montgomery, but they're both going to be wide receiver fours, fives for the long run. We'll see.
I just want to get him so you couldn't.
I got him in my other league, so take that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's... wasn't too many waiver wire pickups I needed. When your teams are 3-0 and 2-1, you know, you don't have issues like that.
When your lineup's working, you don't have to scour as much.
Yeah, but Carlos Williams is a big pickup this week.
Huge pickup, especially with McCoy questionable for Sunday.
Yeah.
He's got a touchdown every game, too.
Has he? Oh, yeah. Nice. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if McCoy doesn't play. He's still very up in the air.
Yeah.
And who's the Rawls guy? Yeah. Is it Thomas?
Thomas Rawls.
He came out of nowhere.
Who is he? Like, they had Turbin and Christine Michael backing up Lynch before.
And now it's Fred Jackson and Rawls. It just changed overnight, it seems.
It really did.
And with Marshawn being hurt, though, we're all getting ahead of ourselves here. Let's just start going into the game previews.
Let's do that.
So I was kind of trying to talk about some fantasy-relevant points here for all the games. Obviously, we're going to start with tomorrow night's game.
Tonight, hopefully, if you're listening on Thursday.
Actually, more realistically, tonight's game, because we're probably not going to post this till like 11 p.m., but we got Baltimore versus Pittsburgh. For my money, could be the best rivalry currently in the NFL.
No matter what the record of the teams are, they each come through and play big games against each other. That's part of the rivalry there.
That doesn't happen so much anymore with, say, Packers-Bears.
No, Bears never show up.
Yeah. Or the Patriots even have rivals. The rest of the division's just been so lacking the last 10 years.
Bills?
Yeah. Well,
they never show up.
It was a fun game 2 weeks ago. The garbage men for the Bills, they got to get a lot of points.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, back to this. So news and notes from Baltimore here. Fantasy darling from 2 weeks ago, Crockett Gilmore, is going to be out tomorrow night with a calf injury.
That's a shame. The most southern-sounding name in the league right now, too.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people were starting him with Gronk in the rotation. Maybe not a lot, but I know I saw a couple people in my leagues that had him and Gronk.
Yeah.
Obviously, Gronk's on bye this week. Would you drop him and pick up Max Williams?
I think I would.
Yeah, would
Gronk
too.
The rest of the year. You got to go for this 1 week.
You know? Yeah. And your backup tight end's clearly not going to matter if you have Gronk. You're never going to start anybody else besides him. So, depending on who your tight end is, even if it wasn't a top-tier guy like Kelce, Gronk, Olsen, would you still drop Gilmore to pick up Max Williams?
I think I would. I mean, they picked Max Williams pretty early on in the draft this last season. So they have faith in him. Maybe they get him going now. He's had a couple games to warm up and get used to the speed.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. The Steelers aren't very good against the tight ends. I mean, the whole defense in general isn't very good.
Yeah.
I mean, stop the Rams, though, but the Rams' offense is atrocious.
They have firepower in offense, but they lack that on the defensive end.
Yeah, and, another big storyline out of Baltimore. I wanted to point out that Joe Flacco has thrown multiple touchdowns in every game so far this year. So, not said that wrong. Joe Flacco has thrown multiple touchdowns in the last three meetings against the Steelers.
Okay.
Which just goes to show how the rivalry kind of advances.
Things stay the same with them.
Yeah, I think we'll do it again tonight. Like, I'm just going back and forth between tomorrow and tonight.
They're going to need to do it tonight / tomorrow. The Ravens are 0-3 right now, obviously, looking for that first win. Huge if they can get against a rival like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Flacco, despite losing the games, he's been pretty good. I had to pick him up in one of my leagues where Tony Romo was my only quarterback, and he put up decent numbers. We'll see how he does coming off a short week tomorrow.
Yeah, Flacco's not bad. The running game's been the problem with the Ravens this year.
Yeah, Forsett just can't seem to get it going.
Not at all.
But before you go making any crazy trades to get rid of him, I would still hold the course a little bit. You know, if you trade Forsett now, you're going to get not that good of a return.
Yeah.
At least with Forsett, you still have kind of some hope here.
Like, yeah, give him another week or two, see how he's doing.
He's getting volume. I really think, and I don't own him, so I have no stakes in this, but I think he'll come around. I wouldn't panic with Forsett.
Yeah. They don't really have a feasible backup either. Tyler Farrow, they've given him a couple chances, but he hasn't really shown that he could be a workhorse back.
Zoe Tyler Farrow.
Zofo.
Roto World has him listed as Zoe. That's what you want to turn Lorenzo into. But, yeah, Buck Allen hasn't done anything. He was kind of a sleeper at the beginning of the year, but that's why I don't think we should just do any preseason podcast anymore.
No. We shouldn't do any of our regular season podcasts. Let's wait to the end from now on.
So when Roethlisberger went out last week, it definitely caused a 7 or 8 point swing for this contest here because the Ravens are favored on the road by 3. You think the loss of Roethlisberger is going to have that big of a fantasy impact? I mean, Mike Vick, does he still have it?
I don't know. I mean, Vick hasn't been the same since he was when he first got with the Eagles again when he first came out of jail and got signed. He was great that season, but every season he's kind of declined. Like, he looked like kind of a washed-up quarterback with the Jets last year. I'm not sure how he'll do this weekend.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine, honestly. He still has arm strength. We watched him in the preseason. He was throwing 60-yard bombs like it was nothing. Granted, it's probably going to affect Le'Veon Bell the most, make him a little more valuable. Mm-hmm. They already ran him 25 out of 26 plays last week. They're just going to keep running him into the ground, which is good. I don't think it makes Antonio Brown that much worse.
No, he's a possession receiver. He's not really a deep threat. Well, he's a deep threat, but
he's everything.
He's a volume kind of guy too.
Yeah, he's a good enough receiver where I really think that the quarterback drop off isn't going to affect him that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't start trying to trade him by any means.
Oh God,
he's still the best receiver in the game.
They say how long Roethlisberger's out for?
I'm hearing 4 weeks at least.
That's not too bad.
But they haven't put the results out yet. At least as of now. Mm-hmm. Maybe tomorrow when you're listening to this, they have. But they're thinking he might have torn his PCL. I think. I'm no medical guy. Doesn't sound good. But it doesn't sound as serious.
It's not as bad as A or an M. Those are the bad ones.
Yeah, those are the bad CLs.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you're starting Le'Veon Bell. You're starting Antonio Brown.
Yeah, definitely Bell. He's on week two. Everyone else is in week four now.
I would try to avoid Marcus Wheaton if you can, but if you need to start him, so be it.
Martavis Bryant comes back next week for them, so
yeah,
his value will go down a little bit.
I mean, at least Vic has a really good core of receivers to throw to.
Yeah.
And Le'Veon Bell played in 95% of all the Steelers snaps last week, so would you drop D'Angelo Williams at this point?
I mean, you never know if maybe Bell gets hurt again or something, or gets hurt.
I think he's a valuable handcuff, but boy, one carry last week,
That's
not what you'd like to see.
Not at all.
But that's why I wouldn't do anything rash, people.
Maybe he gets traded to someone. They look for a running back.
Yeah. I bet I would still keep him if I was the Steelers. But for all you owners out there, I would definitely hold off and wait till tomorrow to see what he does. Then we'll make wild assumptions come Friday.
Wait, tomorrow is in Thursday or tomorrow's in Friday?
Your choice.
Oh. We are so confused with the days right now.
It could be Tuesday right now. No, I'm very well aware it's Wednesday night. I'm just trying to be sympathetic to the 5 or 6 people that might listen to this on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go on real quick to Jets versus Dolphins. This game, 9:30 in the morning, so people, if you got any players on this team, make sure you know what you want to do with them. I'm not waking up at 9 in the morning.
It's that London game, right?
Yep. Last year when it was Falcons versus Lions, I remember waking up and the game was already in the third quarter. But I had a lot of Lions players. They had a good week.
They had a great week.
I think this game could be kind of I don't know, Joe Philbin, he could be on the hot seat. He needs to win this one pretty badly.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a bye week after this. They'll sit here and think about it. He could get fired already if he loses.
Yeah, the week before the bye week is the most important for the coach to win. So you have to taste in your mouth for 2 weeks instead of the original 1 week or so.
Yeah, and I really feel, though, that the Dolphins aren't as bad as their record would have you indicate. I have a lot of Dolphins players on my teams. It just so happens I got Jarvis Landry. I got Ryan Tannehill. Mm-hmm. I'm starting those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll be fine. I don't think the Jets are as good as their record indicates. Clearly, Brandon Marshall is going to be awesome. You start him. Decker might not play again.
So definitely start Brandon Marshall, and he's going to get a lot more targets.
Yeah, I think this is one of those games where it's kind of clear-cut who you start and sit.
Mm-hmm.
Rashard Matthews is definitely a play in deeper leagues. So I would totally start him if you need to. Be a good wide receiver three. Yeah. Little stat here. Jarvis Landry is one of only four receivers in the league to have 8 receptions every week so far. The other ones? Julian Edelman, Julio Jones, and Antonio Brown.
That's a pretty good company to be in.
Landry's in some damn good company, yeah. And I definitely expect him to keep that up. So,
Well, the Dolphins haven't blown anyone away yet. Landry's quietly having a great fantasy season.
Yeah, he's doing sneaky good, but he already went pretty high in the draft, so yeah. I feel like a lot of people saw this one coming.
He's not some unknown guy, but he's doing a lot better than people think he's doing right now.
Yeah, so start your Tannehills, start your Jarvis Landrys, Matthews if you need to,
yeah.
Marshall, Decker if he plays, would you start him?
I would start him, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think Dolphins defense is looking atrocious. Yeah,
the Sue sign didn't really help him at all either.
Lamar Miller, do you like Lamar Miller at all? I mean, the Jets front seven, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I feel like you still kind of got to start him, just given where you drafted him. You probably don't have many better options.
Yeah, if you have anything better on the bench, maybe try that out, but I'd stick with Lamar Miller for now.
He's another guy who I really want to believe in. Time will tell, but much like who the hell were we just talking about? Much like Justin Forsett, I still believe in him. I wouldn't jump on the trade bandwagon just yet.
Yeah.
You know, he's still got a lot of talent.
And the Jets aren't that solid up front. I mean, they still let up like 100 yards to the Eagles last week.
Yeah. To the Eagles of all teams.
Who couldn't muster up 9 yards against the Cowboys.
So, let that tell you something, folks. Let's move on to Giants versus Bills. So Victor Cruz is coming back this week.
That's great.
Although Salsa I heard
today, sales went up by 30% for that. Yeah,
I heard today he had a minor setback, though. They said on Twitter he's feeling the calf again, which could be he might have had to change his stride a little bit due to his ACL injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're ever going to get a healthy Victor Cruz ever again.
They should put him like a funky duck or something, have him run his routes that way.
Oh, funky duck football would be amazing.
That would be a great sport.
Hoverboards, as you guys might call them out there, but they don't hover, so no. I'm just going to call them by the brand name, funky ducks.
They just roll. They don't hover.
Yeah.
They're all over the place, too.
Oh, I want to do that now so bad. I wish we could afford. We need like $7,000 to buy enough for like 4-on-4 even.
If you each donate like $1,000, we could do this pretty quickly.
Or we'll settle for one listen. So we can get this to like double-digit listeners. That'd be rad.
That'd be great.
Okay, what other stats do I got here? Giants have the lowest turnover percentage in the league.
It's pretty good.
3% of their plays.
Yeah.
They're going to be, assuming Victor Cruz is healthy and plays, they're going to have the team they wanted. You know, they're not going to be having any setbacks. They got rid of Preston Parker, luckily.
That's great for them.
Had bricks for hands.
Yeah. How do you think it's the NFL's a wide receiver and can't catch a ball? Yeah.
Reuben Randle's looking good. I want to say they have the Bills' number. Mm-hmm. Clearly the matchup doesn't happen a lot, different leagues, but
the battle of the New York teams.
Yeah, and on the other side of the ball, Tyrod Taylor has the highest completion percentage for all quarterbacks that have thrown more than 40 times this year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
85%.
He's got a top in the list.
He's probably not on your waiver wire anymore, but I think if you were like in my situation where Tony Romo went down, if he's still out there, I'd grab him. He's going to be useful.
And with McCoy feeling questionable, they're going to probably throw a little more than they usually do.
Yeah, although do you think that's like really the Tyrod Taylor we're going to get the rest of the season, or do you think it might just be a hot start?
I think it's a hot start. It's kind of when Ryan Fitzpatrick started hot for the Bills all those years back when they were like 3-0 to start the year and ended up 7-9.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Bills' way. Hot start, terrible finish.
And the Bills are a little banged up, so...
Yeah, McCoy's questionable.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Watkins isn't going to play.
Hmm.
So we'll see. That would bump Woods into their second receiver role.
Percy Harvin should get a few more passes.
Percy Harvin, he's been catching a lot this season, so he's a good play. He'll get volume.
Yeah. Especially if you're in a PPR league, someone like that.
Yeah. In fact, let's see. Harvin's got 4 or more receptions in every game this year.
Hmm.
So, what more could you ask for?
If you're in a Bills-only fantasy league, which is very, very weird specific, Percy Harvin's definitely a must-start.
Maybe they're doing that on DraftKings or FanDuel Bills-only games.
Bills.
By the way, today's podcast is brought to you by DraftKings and FanDuel.
Sponsored by both. We love them both so much.
FanKings. Okay. DraftKings. Next game, Carolina versus Tampa Bay.
Can't wait to watch that.
Mike Evans, yeah. Mike Evans has played on 85% of snaps. Where are his numbers, though, man? You own Evans in a couple leagues, right?
I have in a couple leagues, yeah. He missed the first week. He was more of a decoy the second week, so his last week was his real coming out party for the year.
So you think going forward he's going to be a viable wide receiver too?
Yeah, he's getting back in his stride. It's a rough start for him, but he's finally getting back to where he needs to be, I think.
Okay. Hopefully Famous Jameis can...
Yeah, he's been looking better since that first week too.
Be careful though. The Panthers have one of the best defenses this year.
They do. And they're getting Kuechly back too.
Yeah, and who did Alfred Blue tear up last week? Was he playing the Buccaneers?
I think it was...
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So that goes to show if you have any Carolina players like Jonathan Stewart.
He's a good start for that.
Good week for him. Although I'm sick of Cam Newton stealing all of his red zone touches.
I think all the Panthers guys are must-starts against the Buccaneers. They're having a pretty lousy defense to begin with. And McCoy's hurt, too. They're only stud on the line.
I guess he's starting again. I don't know about any other wide receivers, though.
Funchess, how's he doing?
Time to drop Funchess, man.
Yeah. People thought it was me, Kelvin Benjamin. But the thing is, Benjamin was actually pretty talented in college. So he's
Funchess was just like
an average guy.
Not as tall, not as big, Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah. Because he's a receiver and he's a rookie, they compared him.
Yeah, so time to get off that train.
Get Olsen, though, for this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a guy you either have or you don't have. Yeah. There's no questions about him.
If Greg Olsen's on your waiver wire, pick him up.
So let's move on to Oakland versus Chicago. Mm-hmm. Whew, Chicago, total dumpster fire.
Oh, absolutely.
There's talks they're going to trade possibly Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know if I expect him as much, but Matt Forte as well. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to see Matt Forte land?
I don't know. I haven't really heard much of where he's going to land, but there are a few teams out there that need a running back.
Dallas would be an obvious choice.
Yeah. Him and Romo and Bryant, when they all get healthy together again.
Oh. Yeah, and Alshon Jeffrey would be good on the Rams, but they seem to have an aversion to spending money.
He'd be great in Los Angeles.
Yeah. We'll see if that formulates. But Oakland.
What about the Seahawks? I don't know if they have much to give away at this point.
Lynch is still their guy, though. He's going to be better real soon. Yeah. I don't see that.
Or Jeffrey or something they wanted.
Yeah,
they're always in play for someone because they're a contender.
Well, they get these guys, they don't do anything with them. Like Jimmy Graham, he's not having the numbers that he used to.
They don't know. They just have Russell Wilson run the ball and hand to Marshawn Lynch every time.
And I want to point out that the Seahawks are dead last for offensive touchdowns this season.
Yeah.
Tied with the Rams and somebody else, just four. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. Seahawks, they're not going to get you many fantasy points.
Yeah. Wilson's a great quarterback. Oh, good quarterback. But he's not a great passer,
I'm just going to lump this into the Monday night game to get it out of the way. Okay. So there's your Seahawks. Anything you want to say about the Lions? Stafford just got dropped in our league today.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's been looking pretty bad.
I don't want him. Nope. Yeah. But Calvin Johnson, still a must start. Still putting up numbers. Nothing like you were used to seeing from Calvin, but still very optimistic.
He might be entering that Larry Fitzgerald phase where he goes away for a couple of years because
and then
and he'll make a comeback.
And then he comes back.
Yeah, wait till 2019, folks. He'll be there.
Yeah, but the Seahawks are very good against wide receivers and are the number one defense against the running backs. So start your Lions carefully.
I would start Calvin still. He'll get his touches, but I don't want the rest of the team.
Yeah, I think I could stay off Joik Bell, Amir Abdullah, pretty much all of them if you have better options. But, okay, and so that takes care of that game. And Oakland. Start Derek Carr if you need him that bad. Start Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely start Amari Cooper. That defense?
Oakland is terrible against the tight end, so you definitely want to do Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett would be great.
Moving on. Let's keep this short and sweet here. I'm running out of breath. So we got Cincinnati versus Kansas City in Cincinnati.
Battle of the Midwest.
Dalton has five touchdowns. Multiple touchdowns and five straight. I can't read my own notes. God, my handwriting is bad.
That's those interns. They keep making you have bad handwriting.
Yeah, so he's got multiple touchdowns in five straight games. I think that's the current longest streak, besides maybe Aaron Rodgers. But Dalton, man, he's a sneaky pickup. If he's out there in the waiver wire, he's going to be good the rest of the year.
Yeah, he's a good regular season quarterback. Just don't have him on your actual team, and he'll be fine.
Are you panicking over Jeremy Hill?
He's had a couple rough games, and they do have a viable backup in Giovanni Bernard.
Bernard outsnapped him by two times as much this week.
They might be going more of a committee based instead of having Jeremy Hill as like a workhorse back.
I think Jeremy Hill's got enough talent, though, to kind of earn his way back in there. Mm-hmm. And, the coach said they want to keep playing him a lot. So We'll see. Hopefully you can get back on the horse this week.
Oh, that'd be great.
Chiefs are coming off a short week, so we'll see.
Yeah, and Jamal Charles had a great week last week, too. He should be good to go again.
Possibly the number one player in fantasy, besides maybe Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. Which brings us into our next game, Houston versus Atlanta. Julio Jones, let's see if I can read this. All right. He, let's see, 8 red zone targets, leading the league. Is he the best player in fantasy? He's pretty much taken all of Roddy White's work.
He's been incredible this year. I think he is the best player in fantasy right now.
I still say Jamal Charles is better, but...
Well, I say Julio Jones.
I think if he redrafted right now, he'd definitely go like 5 or 6 overall.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
Antonio Brown had a marvelous first 2 weeks, too, so the two of them are right there.
Yeah. Roddy White, you know, do you pick him up? I mean, he's on the waiver wire in a lot of leagues now. I don't know if I see him getting the back, man.
What about Hankerson? How's he been...
Hankerson's doing okay. He's getting a whole lot more work than Roddy White, who literally had one target these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't go for Roddy White anymore.
Pathetic, man.
He might be reaching that point of his career. He's to walk out soon.
Yeah, sad to say. Good player.
He was great for a while, yeah.
Matt Ryan has 10 games in a row with at least 250 pass yards. Leads the league. Love Matt Ryan, man. He's not a sexy pick. He's no Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, although we'll do Luck later in the draft. Yeah, but you know what you're getting with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he's very stable.
I think he's a competent Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. It's like if when you're dating someone, he's that that girlfriend or boyfriend you can rely on, but doesn't bring the spark, maybe, I guess.
Dude, that's not good, man. You got to have a spark in your relationship.
Got to have a spark, but you know that he's going to be there for you.
Okay, drop Matt Ryan, date Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
I'm trying to bring real-world people into this.
Good idiom.
Okay, it sounded better in my head.
Metaphor. Arian Foster, game-time decision. Think he plays?
I don't think he plays this week.
Even if he plays, I probably wouldn't start him just yet.
Yeah, maybe a decoy if they do play him at all.
Do they do decoys with the running back stuff?
Decoys.
Maybe they bring him into like pass block or something?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
You don't want an injured running back pass blocking.
Yeah, like a play action purpose. But
we'll see. I think he'll start very soon. But yeah, be wary with Blue. This might be the last week that he's actually usable. I know he had a good week last week, but... Yeah.
Maybe you can fool someone in your league, trade him if they're not paying attention.
Yeah. Sell high on Alfred Blue if you can. Mm-hmm. Next game, Jacksonville versus Indianapolis. Andrew Luck, I think he'll get back on the wagon, but he's not going to finish this year as
back
the
off
one
the wagon.
Yeah, whatever it is. I think he'll do good again sometime.
Yeah.
But
he looked better last game against Tennessee.
That was like, I don't want to say junk time because they were losing, but yeah, it was like all second half Andrew Luck, which I guess is good. You want second half performance.
He's got to get his confidence back up. He lost a lot of it from that Monday night game against the Jets. It's a mental thing right now. He's got to get back there.
They couldn't cover the damn spread, though, so I lost that bet.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, start Allen Robinson. They're going to be playing from behind. I think he's going to have a monster week.
Yeah.
Maybe Allen Hurns if you're in a super deep league.
I wouldn't mind picking him up now in case he does show off a couple games.
Yeah, he's definitely someone to target on the wire if you have, space for it.
Yeah. Yeldon, man.
Yeldon, I don't know. If you need him, start him. I wouldn't advise it. He's not going to have a good week. Frank Gore will have a good week.
Frank Gore will have a great week.
I see a bounce back week for... Well, not bounce back. He did good last week, too, but I think...
He's going to bounce even further back.
Yeah, it's the Jaguars, people. Yeah. Barring any sort of crazy outcome, final score of this game should be like 42-10 Colts.
They need this one, too, the Colts, to get back on track.
Yeah.
And the division's still going to be theirs. It's a pretty weak division, once again. Houston looks terrible. Jacksonville, Tennessee.
But it's more competitive than it was last year, at least a couple games in. It could be like the Big East in basketball last year, though, where Seton Hall was number one, and who else? DePaul was up there for a while. But things righted themselves eventually.
Mm-hmm. Villanova took that one over.
Yeah, so, hell, the Colts will still finish like 12-4. Mm-hmm. Next game, Philadelphia versus Washington.
Ooh, big rivalry.
I think Matt Jones has stolen that starting job from Alfred Morris yet.
They like him a lot. They really do, and they're kind of grown old with Morris, but they're still by committee for the time being.
I might start pairing Alfred Morris with some people in trade, start seeing if you can get rid of him. I don't see a lot of good things out of Morris.
Now's the time to jump ship.
The reason you always had him was for stability, but if he's getting doubled up in snap counts by Matt Jones.
Who?
Matt Jones.
Who?
Matt Jones. Yeah, then I don't know. He's not worth – well, he's worth rostering, but, like, I don't know. There's better options out there.
Yeah.
If you drafted Matt Jones as a backup, you already have a better option, so –
Yeah, Morris is showing the guy on a decline right now.
Yeah, not loving the Washington receivers.
Oh, no.
DeSean Jackson still out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
haven't heard much from him this year, so I assume he's still out.
Yeah, and even if he does play...
Which is a shame, because he wants to play Philly again.
Yeah, really. He always does well against Philly.
Yeah.
So
Chris Baker versus Jason Peters round two should be good.
Can DeMarco Murray turn it on this week? Is he worth starting? Is Ryan Matthews worth starting?
That's a big debate going on right now. I think they still got to go with Murray. He's a high-profile running back. They just signed. They got to at least stick with him for a bit.
Yeah, and the Redskins aren't playing impeccable defense this year. They're doing pretty good against running backs, though.
Yeah. But
we'll see. I think this could be a good game in the air. I think we might start seeing Nelson Aguilar do something.
He needs to show out, yeah.
Yeah, Jordan Matthews, of course, is always someone who you're going to start.
He's looking more like a number one receiver than he did at the beginning of the year. He was dropping passes early
on. Higher floor than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I always like Jordan Matthews, though. Yeah.
They're giving him the chance now, so that's good.
Bradford's absolutely not a must-start.
No.
But, yeah, take it how you will.
He needs a good game this week.
Yeah, he
really
does.
He had a great first half against the Jets. They just couldn't get on the board in the second. They almost lost because of that.
Yeah. I just keep wondering if, you know, this is the week he gets injured.
Yeah.
It will happen.
It will happen.
Nah, let's hope not. But, yeah, I didn't like seeing them finish the game out like they did last week. They started letting the Jets back in.
Yeah, the clock won the game, not the Eagles.
Let's see, though, if they can ride this momentum, beat a division opponent, it'll be good for them going forward. So,
is that all the games?
Takes care of the 1 o'clock games.
Help,
yeah. Okay. 4 o'clock games real fast. See if we can tie a bow on this by the 45-minute mark. So, Cleveland versus San Diego. Travis Benjamin has a touchdown in all 3 games this season, but I'm still a little worried about playing him. I don't think he's a must-start. He gets a lot of volume, he does nothing with it. Mm-hmm. And then when they target him like once or twice a game, he does well.
Yeah, he was great that Week 2 win against Tennessee when he had those pairs of deep bombs from Johnny Football.
Yeah, maybe he gets back in this week.
Yeah, they need him.
He likes going to him, yeah.
They got to at least try him out. I mean, they spent a first-round pick on the guy. Might as well see what he's going to do. Like, Josh McCown's not
going to... Yeah, he seems like he cleaned himself up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh McCown's not the future. Let's not pretend he is. He's 38.
30.
He's so old.
How's he still in the league? I mean, his backup... Are they related, Luke McCown?
They're brothers, yeah. They don't look a lot alike, though.
Luke McCown's the one that gets all the fame because of that Verizon commercial now.
Luke McCown gets all that cheerleader chachi. there's your weekly mention of the word chach.
Cha-cha, now go.
Duke Johnson, 40 snaps. Isaiah Crowell, 33 last week. Still, they didn't do anything with it. Duke Johnson only had 3 yards on 4 carries despite being in for 36 additional snaps.
Playing like a Doogie Johnson.
Yeah, Brown's running back situation, dumpster fire. It's to be avoided. Crowell, I don't think you start him.
It personifies Cleveland very well, their running back situation.
San Diego side of the ball, Keenan Allen. I know because you beat me with him this week pretty badly.
Monster game, yeah.
He played, or I don't know if this was just last week, but no, the whole season. He's played on 99.5% of the snaps in San Diego.
Yeah, the other one he missed because he was tying a shoe or something.
Yeah, probably, honestly. It was just far and away the highest for any wide receiver in the league.
Yeah.
So, what did we say before the season started? I told you, Keenan Allen, comeback player of the year.
I didn't want to draft him at first, but he ended up falling there.
You used that information against me.
Thank God he did.
Well, I couldn't beat this guy this week, man. You had
Newton
4
Olsen,
players. And Newton, Olsen, and Charles Keenan. God, it was 120 points between the 4 of them.
And that's with Jeremy Hill not doing anything either.
I was good. You know, it's nice. I'd almost rather kind of just be completely out of it by the end of the 1 o'clock games and have to sit there waiting on Monday nights.
Well, it feels like I got 3 legs. That's how happy I am this week.
I did win my other league, though, by 0.2 points thanks to Travis Kelce, so I'll take that.
Yeah, he looked pretty good, too.
Yeah. We didn't talk about him earlier because we don't have to. You start him. He's great.
He's great. Never sit Kelce. Never.
Second best tight end behind Gronk, which you're never going to surpass Gronk.
No.
But Gronk's on the bye this week.
Speaking of San Diego, what do you think of Phillip Rivers moving forward? How do you think he's doing?
I don't know. I haven't been watching a lot of Chargers games this year, but he's still a clear starter.
Yeah.
I think he's better than a lot of other options.
Hey, throws to Keenan Allen, he'll be fine.
Stevie Johnson, he's making him relevant again.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Gordon's kind of getting on the horse. He wasn't doing too well in the beginning. He's doing a lot better now, though.
It takes a while for rookies.
Yeah, which kind of sucks, though, because I have Danny Woodhead in a lot of leagues.
Yeah. Now's the time to trade him.
I don't even know if I trade him. I think there's still a lot of value in Woodhead.
I
can see that turning into a committee. Not even like a committee in the truest sense of the word, but, you know, Woodhead's going to be your passing third down back, and Gordon's going to be your first 2 down back. We'll see. It's definitely a situation to watch going forward, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't shy off either of them just yet. Chargers offense is fun to watch.
They are. Defense is getting a little more improved than it was in the past. That's good. They need that.
Yeah, although defense is still pretty atrocious against the pass, and everything.
They were pretty bad last year, too.
So. I don't know, but it is Cleveland, so, I mean, we'll see. This game has the makings of, I don't know, I want to say a blowout. I don't know, though. We'll see.
It's in San Diego, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it'll be a blowout. Yeah.
So, let's see. I should move to San Diego.
Especially if that'd be a great place to go. Yeah, if McCown starts, it's going to be a blowout, yeah. And if Johnny Football starts, it'll still be a blowout.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm picking the Chargers in this one, that's for true.
Oh, for true.
Minnesota versus Denver. Two good defenses going against each other. Denver has the number one defense this year.
Yeah, they're...
So far.
They're 3-0, not because of Peyton Manning, because of that defense.
No, in fact, Peyton Manning is averaging a career-low 5.9 passing yards per attempt.
Oh.
That's the worst number since his rookie year. And his rookie number was still better than that. It was like 6.5. He clearly has lost a lot of arm strength, and I feel like he's going to get one of his receivers killed one of these days. He keeps leading them into traffic.
Yeah, watch out, Demaryius.
But Mike,
our, catching up with him, yeah.
Yeah, our Mike, our Broncos fan friend, says he's always been doing that, which I'll take his word for it. I mean, we all saw Emmanuel Sanders get murdered by a Rams safety last year. So Demaryius Thomas, I don't think his value is hurt going forward. He's still going to be a top five wide receiver.
He's a talented man.
Yeah, like, and Manning's still got to throw to somebody. The running back situation isn't good there. If you're a C.J. Anderson owner, you're probably panicking a little bit.
Oh, yeah, get rid of him.
But, well, so that's the thing. Another guy was saying, maybe test the market, see what you can get for him in a trade, but just don't make any decision too dumb.
That's kind of the Broncos' running back situation, like how it's been in the past. They always go with one guy for a couple years and then get rid of him. Or
I had the opportunity to take C.J. Anderson in the second round in both the drafts I did this year. Went Jeremy Hill over him. Mm-hmm. Not looking too much better. Still don't regret it, though. And other wide receiver man I have.
And what league?
Calvin Johnson over. Still liking that better too. Yeah, I was not a big C.J. Anderson fan coming into the season.
And you heard that one, right?
I want to say too, there's a lot more wide receivers this year that are averaging double-digit fantasy points than running backs. Obviously, you have Jamaal Charles, so you might not be aware of the plight. You're like the 1%. But
I love that pick.
I did a wide receiver to start off in a lot of my drafts this year, and I don't regret it. It's been working out pretty well. Yeah. You
get those top flight receivers, you're set.
Yeah, just playing the waiver wire for running backs. It's not
one
that big of a drop off.
Yeah,
that's
every year.
There's only like 10 or so running backs are getting double digit fantasy points on average. So it's a position that you can make up ground in pretty easily, unless you're playing against Jamaal Charles once again.
Yeah, at least you don't have to face me into the playoffs. That's fine.
Yep. I'm beating you in the playoffs. Stuff will have changed. So, next. Oh, we didn't even talk about Minnesota. Charles Johnson, what's he been doing?
He hasn't done too much, I don't think.
Actually, he was someone I wanted to take in a lot of drafts, but didn't end up with it all. So
He'd be more of a sleeper. You're seeing here. I thought he'd be more of a sleeper than he was.
He's this year's Cordero Patterson. Oh, he has not been doing good at all. No, no, sir. One reception for 9 yards last week. That's half a point in most leagues. 3 for 10, 2
hasn't
for 27.
Hasn't had more than 27 yards in a game this season.
Oh, yeah. I'm panicking with him. I would not want to keep him.
Get rid of him. Yeah. He's Cordarrelle Patterson. That's what it is.
Teddy Bridgewater hasn't been doing that good either. For someone who people thought was going to be a sleeper quarterback.
I was on that train.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I didn't think he'd be amazing. I thought he'd at least put up, you know, around quarterback 15 numbers. Mm-hmm. He's been down near like quarterback 30, like week in and week out. But
go for Tyrod Taylor instead, or Danny Dalton.
Yeah.
Get rid of him now while you can.
Yeah. You could probably drop him and pick up David Carr. I'd like to start him better.
Yeah. Mariota.
Just start Bridgewater over Dalton.
Dalton, yeah.
You would start him over Dalton?
Oh, not starting
him. No, yeah.
Dalton.
Just start him
I'm
over.
I'm just saying if you go for
him. Okay. Trying to think who else is even out there on the wire right now.
Yeah, sure. Quarterbacks are fine for me this year. I don't know.
Flacco. I would take Flacco over him. Mm-hmm.
There are options out there. You should go for someone who's maybe overlooked and who's having a great start to the season.
And, yeah, this game has really big bust potential. I don't see Minnesota's offense doing too much at all. Mm-hmm. Sans Adrian Peterson, who's matchup-proof. But it's gonna be closely...
He had an okay start, but he had a great week last week, I think.
Yeah, he's still got a lot of gas left in the tank.
Yeah.
So
a whole year off. Yeah.
Adrian Peterson's probably the only Viking I'm really starting this week.
Mm-hmm. So, well, Mike Wallace.
If you have to. I'm not excited about it. I don't have to start him, though. I don't have him.
Yeah, he hasn't been that good since he's on the Steelers.
And Denver, obviously. You got Emmanuel Sanders. Oh, man, he's looking great. Mm-hmm. You know, what else?
We talked to everyone else, I think.
Yeah, okay, that covers that.
Owen Daniels,
he had a touchdown last week.
Yeah, he had a touchdown last week.
Touchdown dependent, but I mean, what tight ends aren't?
Yeah.
Gronk and Kelsey, that's it, but that's about it. Next, we got St. Louis versus Arizona. St. Louis, their secondary sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So
I go Fitzgerald, definitely.
Sorry. I go Fitzgerald, I go John Carson Brown. The Cardinals are favored by 7. It's a big line. I don't know if it's big enough, though. It's in Arizona.
Oh, they play fantastically there.
This one's probably going to get out of hand pretty quickly. Now, as bad as the Rams' secondary is, though, the front seven's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. 60% of running plays against the Rams have gone for 2 yards or less this year.
That's pretty good.
At least, you know, they're kind of competent.
They're swallowing it up before it gets to, yeah.
Yeah, and you got Andre Ellington's coming back this week, but Bruce Arians said he still wants to get Chris Johnson a lot of volume, at least 15 to 20 touches. Mm-hmm. So
you don't know what they're doing with their running game down there.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation. I don't think either of them are terrible starts.
I'll wait till next week to start Ellington.
Yeah, tread lightly. Chris Johnson I'd still probably start, just because I think they're going to be in the red zone a lot. We'll see though. But yeah, start all your Cardinals though, honestly. Hell, start Ellington too if you want. Final score of this one's gonna be, I mean, you saw it last week, it was 47-7.
Oh, they destroyed San Francisco.
It's gonna be something like that again. Rams can't play on the road, it seems. You know, they can play at home, beat the Seahawks, but it's just, I don't know, they don't have the Cardinals number.
Nah.
That's what we've learned through the years.
Yeah, Cardinals definitely have that division this year. They look great.
Yeah. Rams, I don't even know who you're starting, man. Nick Foles, if you're in a 22-team league, maybe.
A Rams-only league, maybe.
Gurley should get a little more action this week. Just to break it down for you, last week the splits were 10 carries for Trey Mason, 7 carries for Gurley, 3 for Benny Cunningham. Cunningham was on the field a lot more, though, but kind of a pass block. Yeah. I wouldn't start Gurley this week. This is not the week to do it.
Oh, no.
But let's see how he plays. I think the Rams have a bye week after that. I think after that, Gurley could start being a much better start. They don't have too bad of a schedule outside of the division.
He'll go from Gurley to womanly.
It seems like he was ready to play last week in his, you know, his first NFL game. But he was just kind of, I feel like he was really just getting his land legs going again. He was not trying to break tackles too much when I feel like he could have.
Probably still a little affected up in the head from that last hit he took in Georgia, but hopefully he'll get past that soon.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a head hit.
No, I mean, like, it's like a mental thing where he's trying to, like, get back to his cuts.
Yeah. He's definitely not cutting as good as he could, and that's kind of ending the runs a bit early. But I wouldn't panic. If you have a girly, if you have a girly team.
Brown-eyed girly.
Then, yeah, if you got him, you probably didn't pick him to be one of your top two backs anyway.
Get another coming in, yeah.
And I'm optimistic about him. I think he's going to be a very serviceable third running back. Maybe work his way into running back two territory. But, yeah, hold tight on Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
And don't start anybody else.
Oh, no.
Kenny Britt, Tavon Austin, I don't know. They don't have a quarterback that will get them the ball. Foles looks comfortable throwing long, but he doesn't do it enough.
They got to get to that more, yeah.
So
they have Brian Quick. They have these guys that can get out there.
Yeah, this is the mismatch of the week, though. And I think Cardinals are the team of the week in terms of fantasy production.
Yeah.
Next, we got Green Bay versus San Francisco. Probably going to be Fox's game of the week, even though San Francisco sucks. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of garbage time points for San Fran.
Yeah. They'll be down. Kaepernick's going to throw the ball a lot. They're going to be down pretty early.
Oh, would you start Bridgewater over Kaepernick?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes.
I still don't know if I would. I still think, hey, garbage time matters for something in fantasy. Points are points, right?
That's true.
So we'll see. But yeah, Colin Kaepernick had
awful last week.
67 pass yards last week, his worst ever as a starter. And he had 4 interceptions on just 19 pass attempts. That's so bad.
That's 20% right there.
Yeah, it was like 1 in 5 shot. He was throwing an interception.
Pass, pick.
And I don't put as much of the blame on Hyde for this because he's kind of a victim of the game flow, being giving up 40 points. You're not going to be able to run the ball as much as you want. But week 1, 26 carries, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Great game Monday night. Yeah.
Week 2, 13 carries for 43 yards, no touchdowns. Last week, 15 carries for 51 yards, no touchdowns.
He's kind of regressing from that first game. He's probably somewhere between like 75 yards this week.
Yeah, and the Packers aren't that good against the run.
No.
So I think they can be ran on. Start Hyde if you need to.
They don't have any studs on the defense. Sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. So it kind of depends on that week.
Yeah.
Hyde will be okay.
And, you know, maybe Kaepernick will realize that he needs to settle down in the pocket and stop forcing things. And hopefully if he can work the pocket, that'll leave a little more running opportunities
for Hyde. He's got the game come to him.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be trying to do everything himself. Mm-hmm. You remember last year, 2 years ago, we were talking about who would you rather have, Colin Kaepernick or Russell Wilson?
Oh, yeah, it's the That's like the Deron Williams, Chris Paul debate in the NBA back a while ago.
It's... Looking back on that now, man.
definitely Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Definitely Chris Paul.
I don't think Russell Wilson is miles better, but still much, much better for fantasy purposes right now. And fantasy porpoises.
Oh, gotta have those in your squad.
They're always fun. They're like dolphins, but not. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, 10 touchdowns through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Pretty good.
Leading the league.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean.
Half of them came last week.
He's one of those people you don't really have to talk about except to sing their praises.
You do good.
You do good.
Next guy.
Do we like Ty Montgomery now that Devontae Adams is injured?
He's going to get a few more touches. He'll still go to James Jones for the red zone opportunities. Because he doesn't really get that many yards besides those touchdown chances.
Yeah, I feel like he gets one or two passes a game, and it's kind of on him to see what he can do with them. Mm-hmm. But as long as Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, you're going to be somewhat fantasy relevant.
Yeah, Cobb's still going to get those passes. Richard Rodgers has been using it a lot more.
Would you rather start Ty Montgomery or Tavon Austin?
Maybe Ty Montgomery Burns. He's more of like a variable kind of. Like, if he doesn't, he'll either have like basically 0 points, or he'll have like a 20-point game.
Ty Montgomery or Charles Johnson?
Oh, definitely Ty Montgomery with the way Charles Johnson's been going.
Ty Montgomery or Travis Benjamin? I think that's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good one. I go Benjamin, I think.
Yeah, until he stops scoring the touchdowns, I'd probably go Benjamin too. But it's, I don't know, because I see Green Bay scoring like 30-some points this game.
Actually, no, Ty Montgomery, everyone. He's the best. Ty Montgomery's the best.
Hey, the production's got to come from somewhere. And now, you follow the Packers pretty heavily. Do you know how long Devontae Adams is out?
I think he's going to be out for a couple weeks. Not sure how long, actually.
Let's have a look. Devontae Adams.
Oh, Google.
Man, I wish this wasn't coming from Bleacher Report. Okay, his status is unknown for this coming week. He's not practicing Wednesday.
Yeah, so he re-aggravated his original injury.
Yeah, they're talking about it like it's not going to be too long.
About a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Montgomery's good for the time being.
You hang on to Devontae Adams if you have him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once he's back, he'll slot right in above Montgomery again.
Yeah, as expected. So, all right, well, play the Packers as you see fit. Eddie Lacy, you're starting, obviously.
Oh, definitely,
yeah. Yeah, anything else to say about that game?
Start all the Packers, watch out for the Niners. That's really about that game.
I think the Niners will get some garbage time points. I really do. Last game here, Dallas versus New Orleans. Sunday night football.
Well, yeah. Monday night was the Seahawks one.
We jumped early on that one, yeah. But this one, man, how pissed do you think NBC is? This matchup was so much better on paper.
Yeah, if you have to watch this game Sunday or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening,
it's going to be
a tough matchup to watch.
They wanted Tony Romo versus Drew Brees.
And that would have been a good one, too.
You're going to get Luke McCown versus Brandon Whedon.
Verizon guy versus Brandon Weedle.
No Dez Bryant.
No Dez.
Brandon Cooks. If you're a Brandon Cooks owner, he had his best game this year, though, under Luke McCown.
Mm-hmm.
So could be something to be said about that.
Yeah.
They're going to be in New Orleans in the Dome.
I'm a Brandon Cooks guy.
Yeah. I don't think there's any reason to not start Brandon Cooks, obviously. Roll with him.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, though. I don't know if you really need to start any other Saints receivers.
Yeah, you can never have too many Cooks. And then the rest receivers...
Too many Cooks. Well, what if you had Jared Cook on your team, too?
That would be too many
Cooks. That'd be too many Cooks. You don't want Jared Cook.
Then you go ahead and draft Michigan State quarterback Connor Cook next year. Oh, that's way too many Cooks.
We'll try to think of some more, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't. The rest of the receivers are kind of iffy.
Yeah. How about Mark Ingram?
The marking ram. Oh, I think he's great.
Yeah, you definitely start in the marking ram.
Definitely start in the marking ram.
What's CJ Spiller been up to this year?
He's been looking pretty decent.
I obviously don't follow the Saints because they're not fun to follow this year. But you seem to have told a lie there. He looks not good at all.
Oh.
Well, I was guessing.
I had a 50 chance.
Pedestrian numbers, 7 yards rushing and 4 yards rushing in 2 games this season. Chip in 19 and 11 receiving yards.
That'd be terrible if you had to pick him in the second round or something in the league.
We did have a person on auto draft who we let a friend draft for, and he ended up having CJ Spiller as a starting back.
What did he ever do to Chris?
That was, hey man, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
So CJ Spiller, yeah, that's a big no-go. I don't know, he's a bad man.
Yeah, jeez. He's the Charles Johnson of running backs.
Yeah, seems that way. God.
Remember a couple years ago they said he was supposed to be one of the most dominant running backs when he was in Buffalo? Good times.
Oh, yeah, he was going, like, third overall in a lot of drafts.
Yeah.
Didn't you pick him in the one league?
I try to block that out of memory, but yeah.
That was the year I got Jamal Charles at the 8th pick and won the league.
Yeah, you did.
That was tasty.
Jamal Charles wins leagues. It happened the last 2 years.
Okay, so...
Hopefully it'll continue again this year.
Other side of the ball. Are we panicking on Terrence Williams? The guy had no catches last week.
I'm panicking, yeah. That's. With Dez out, even, like, he's got to throw to someone. He's not even trusting you then.
Randall had a lot of the work last week. It was a lot of rushing they did, mm-hmm. which kind of they're getting back to how they were doing it last year. Lance Dunbar's catching a lot of the passes because Brandon Whedon has a noodle for an arm.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like an Alex Smith wannabe.
He throws like a Cooper McCown.
Yeah, there's no excuse for Terrence Williams to get no catches. Mm-hmm. There's no Dez Bryant. He needs to step up and be the number one guy.
Can't throw to Cole Beasley every time. I'd pick Cole Beasley too. He's a slot receiver. He'll get a lot of catches.
Yeah, I mean, no, I want to say the Saints are the worst team in the league against the pass. Mm-hmm. So I still think you can play Terrence Williams this week.
Fine, you can play Terrence.
Yeah, we'll see how he does before we start talking about dropping him. But, you know, if you need a receiver, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to advocate taking Terrence Williams this week. Got a good feeling. I think he's going to put up some numbers for you.
He'll cut him up like a Baby Ruth bar.
Yeah. But hopefully, yeah, Seinfeld's on the TV right now. But hopefully, maybe you were able to grab Lance Dunbar on the waiver wire.
Well, I got him week 2, yeah.
And if he's still on your wire, go get him right now, seriously.
He's looking like a Darren Sproles kind of player.
Yeah, I want to get some splits for last week's game and see how the running backs did. Just bear with me one sec as I scour ESPN. Seen any good movies lately?
I told you, I watched Pitch Perfect 2 finally over the weekend.
Great film.
Great film.
Okay, here we go. So, Joseph Randall, 3 touchdowns, 87 yards carrying. He got 2 balls for 18 yards. That's pretty good. But Lance Dunbar, 10 catches, 100 yards.
Throw some touchdowns in there, that'll be great.
If he keeps at him, man, yeah.
He's a hot commodity.
He had 10 receptions. Jason Witten had 6 receptions. Leading receiver, in fact, only receiver. The Cowboys threw 4 balls to wide receivers last week. Christ. Cole Beasley got 4 receptions. Like, I mean, you got to think that can't keep up, right?
I can't. He's got to spread the ball around a little more this week.
I know Jason Witten's a very good option to have at tight end. If you have him, you definitely want to be playing him. But, like, yeah, you got to get the receivers a little more involved. This is probably why you lost the game, Cowboys, in the very last half.
Are they going to start Matt Castle soon? They traded for him for no reason, I guess.
No, I think that was more for depth. I think Whedon is still their guy.
Yeah, he's terrible. They should definitely go Castle.
I feel like Whedon is holding himself back. I did see a bit of that game, and it's just like he doesn't want to throw it downfield. But, like, Christ, when you're losing, you know, you got to make up some points. Got to do that.
Well, that's what you get from a 41-year-old quarterback in his third season.
Yeah. Oh, well, and to go back in the time machine and answer your question about Leonard Hankerson earlier, 3 catches for 45 yards. He's coming on.
He's coming on.
I'd be happy to have Leonard Hankerson on my bench.
Definitely him over Roddy White right now in that time.
So, I would say start the Dallas defense. Don't start the Saints defense. Mm-hmm. Not thrilled with either of them, actually. But let's go over some defenses to play this week, actually, before we leave. So we're done with the game wraps. Anything else you want to bring up? Just open floor.
That's all. About defense?
No, we're going in there in a sec. I'm pulling up our document. But
any team I want to...
Open floor.
Oh, I just need a spot like this.
Bleeped. The Patriots have traded tight end Humanawanui to the Saints. Oh, did not make that up.
He's more of a blocking tight end, so that's good for them, I guess. They need all the block they can get.
Yeah.
McCown needs to be protected. You got to protect the face.
I don't think that has any sort of fantasy-relevant effect. I'm just throwing it out there.
Not whatsoever.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about defenses this week. So, week 4 defenses. I think your top one has either got to be Indianapolis or Carolina against Tampa Bay, Jacksonville. I don't know that either of those would be available on the wire.
Yeah, if you're playing a team from Florida, your defense is going to be pretty good this week.
Sorry, I just kind of rattled off teams there. My bad. I just want to stay... Carolina playing Tampa Bay, Indianapolis playing Jacksonville. As far as some defenses that are available on the wire, let's go into one of our leagues, a real-time look at who's available on the wire in one of our leagues.
Hot dog.
My team logo is a hot dog.
Yeah, Stafford really is available.
Stafford right there. Roddy White. You think you'd be seeing Matthew Stafford and Roddy White on the waiver wire like
2012, I would scoop them up right away.
I know, right? Oh, man, memories. Oh, well, Indianapolis is available on the wire in this league.
Oh.
Yeah, I already have Carolina, so I don't need to pick them up. So feel free to sneak in there and take them if you want.
I just scooped up Green Bay's defense, actually. So almost a drop because I didn't see Indianapolis there.
It's not a bad play. But, yeah, Cincinnati's available against Kansas City, Cleveland against San Diego. aren't you lucky that I'm so good at waiver wiring that I already – well, I'm good at drafting. I got Carolina already, man. So
that's why we bring you around.
Maybe I'll just take Indianapolis so you can't have them. I mean, I'm logged into the league right now. This is my computer. I could conceivably do that.
Not for long.
I'm not going to do it. Don't worry.
You might.
I swear to God, I'm not.
Did you do that thing with the kickers today?
No. Yeah, actually, so this is something we want to get your input on. Send us some tweets because you fuckers haven't been sending us any emails. Yeah. So when you're playing someone who has Gostkowski or a kicker that's on a bye, is it, you know, okay to go and draft a pick up every single kicker on the waiver wire and release them in one day so that your opponent can't have a kicker for that week?
So they come out as waiver instead of a free agent, so they can't pick them up.
I think it's fair, but it is definitely a dick move. I advocated not doing that to the person I'm playing this week. I don't want to win that way, and I don't really have the patience to sit there doing that. But so, you know, Brian, you got lucky. But that was when we drafted. I don't draft kickers ever. I just kind of pick one up before week one. But there is you know, a little bit of worry that comes with that because people could always do that to me.
Yeah.
So pay attention. Goes around, comes around. Yeah. So you have Gostkowski, let's just say.
I don't have him. I never pick him in the sixth round.
I know, yeah. But still, say you are one of those people that do that.
Okay.
Do you drop him this week? I mean,
you can't drop Gostkowski.
Yeah, he's not a kicker you can drop when the Patriots are putting up 51 points per game.
Well, if you're going to pick kickers that early, you might as well just drop like your number two wide receiver to get a kicker for this week.
Yeah, really. It's a kicker heavy year.
Yeah, it's a kicker year.
Let's see who else is out there. Not liking many of these defenses, but let me just run down like the top five defenses for the week. I think Seattle against Detroit is a very good play. Obviously, Carolina and Indianapolis, like we said. He's doing the move right now. He just picked up Indianapolis.
It just happened.
Who'd you drop?
The Packers defense. Okay. It's not a bad one, but at the end of the day, I'm going to go with that one.
You're better off. So, yeah, Carolina and Indianapolis, like we said. Seattle against Detroit is going to be very good. I think that they'll have a solid week.
Seahawks are drafted number one, so they're not going to be available, I bet.
But I think the Eagles or the Redskins could have a good week.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you don't know who it's going to be. I think, like, that game's going to be not a good, like, a clean game. So
it's going to be, like, 28-15 one of these teams.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure which one, though. It can go either way.
I mean,
it really can.
Hey, I lost 3 points with my defense last week, so, I mean, you don't have much to lose. Maybe just pick up one and see if it hits. I know Washington's still out there in a lot of leagues.
If you're gambling, then definitely go for one of them.
Yeah. And, of course, Denver against Minnesota. Denver's a very good defense to have.
Oh, great defense.
And Arizona. You got to get Arizona.
There's a lot of good defenses out there.
Yeah, it's a good week for defenses.
You're going to find one of them.
The Raiders,
especially ones that are playing bad teams. That's the
Raiders defense is quite terrible. Who are they playing again?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Raiders are good to have, too. Chicago's a dumpster fire right now. That's a shame, man. On paper, they have a lot of talent.
They do.
But wasn't to be.
They're good at skill positions. There's not, the rest of the team is awful. The defense, the offensive line, the quarterback now.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Jimmy Clausen.
Oh, yeah. Is he still starting?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's not what you want. That coach is going to lose his job. Wait, John Fox, right?
John Fox.
They just hired him, though. Yeah. They can't. They'll be fine.
They understand what's going on up there. They got to rebuild.
He'll just say.
Him and Adam Gase are still there.
He just has to draft Marcus Mariota, like Wisenhunt did, to save his job. So he has a project now. But
you get that quarterback from California as he drafted this year. Goff.
The Visigoth. Goff. We went far over 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry.
I don't care. Yeah. So just want to remind everybody, this would be a lot more fun if you would email us some questions, but you don't have to. But
it gets very slow at the office when you don't have any emails to look through.
Yeah, I just want to throw that email back out there. That's broadstreetbeat@gmail.com. You can always tweet us questions. That's probably even better.
Yeah.
@BSB Fantasy Board. Everything gets answered, and you know, we're not fucking with you. You can trust us.
Yeah.
I'm a combined 5-1 in my leagues right now.
Three leagues, I'm 7-2.
So, yeah, you know, we're not an idiom for useless things.
Yeah.
I'm going to look one up. I'll get back to you on that.
Like Winston Churchill.
I'm useless at idioms. Dan, the fantasy Winston Churchill here. Give me a stupid fantasy name on the spot.
B.L. Lime.
B.L. Lime. Not really fantasy related, but I'll take it.
Yeah. B.L. Lime, running back, wide receiver, quarterback, kicker, tight end.
Okay. That's going to be hard to remember. You just call me Ben. So
BL1.
Next week, we should have a special guest on.
BL2 will be on.
Yeah. Nobody famous, but we're still finalizing some things, so probably a third guy in here. Look, things will get fun.
Guy by the name of Brian, he's going to be on eventually.
Yep. Not the aforementioned Brian, who I was going to steal the kickers from this week, though.
Oh, not him.
A lot of Brians out there.
A lot of Brians out there. If you're looking for a Brian, definitely look on the waiver wires. You'll find one.
Maybe we'll try to put out a podcast earlier in the week about the waiver wire, try to do the game previews then later in the week. We're only two men, though. We have lives.
This is like a 10-man operation making this podcast.
Yeah, we got to send it to the editing team, and then...
we got to make sure the interns get their experience.
Yeah. Damn interns.
And you got a human resource, you got to make sure everyone's happy with it. And it's just a process.
And you got the truckers and the
truckers, you got to ship it out.
The ocean carriers.
And you got like the law team's got to make sure we don't say anything too bad.
The underwriters.
Yeah, the underwriters.
The retail clerks.
Then we got the board of directors too. They're just.
Yep.
And so, Johnson's on my case.
Oh, God, we got sidetracked like crazy there again.
Oh, we did.
We were wrapping it up, but stay tuned next week for more at BSB Fantasy Board. Twitter in some questions, especially as the week draws near and more things develop. And, I guess we'll see you next week. I'm Ben.
I'm Winston Churchill.
And this has been episode 3 of the Broad Street Beats Fantasy Board. Board meeting. There's like a better way to get that information out there.
Meeting adjourned.
We'll work on it. We're not editing this. Oh, yeah. Meeting adjourned. Also, we asked you guys to pick the theme song today on the Twitter, and we didn't get very many responses, but one of them was this song. So, goodbye, people.
You know what I realized? Everyone at the Broad Street Beat does their job, and they do a pretty good job of it.